Okay, Kuf Yud Tes, if you dial it, we're up to the Ramah. In order to learn the Ramah, we have to review a Sif Yud Gimel and the Mechaber. All right, we're in a discussion of somebody who sold something that's not kosher. So in Sif Yud Gimel, we had a distinction between Issa Derais and Issa Drabanan. We said if you sold something, somebody sold something and it turns out to be not kosher, if it's still around, he always gets a refund. You're allowed to go back to the store and say, it's not what I paid for, and you get your money back. That's no shaila. The question was, it was already eaten. Somebody bought something, he ate it already. So he said, in Issa D'Oraisa, you get your money back. And in Issa D'Rabbanan, you don't get your money back. Whatever the explanation was, there was a difference in D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan. In a deraisa where you get your money back, we said Rashi Shita was that it's a knas. That's not really us, the ikur din chayshemishpat. And the Rambam Shita was that it's ikur din chayshemishpat. If someone sells you a treifis, a person eats it, that she's entitled to his money back. And we taka didn't understand Rashi, it's a knas. A person sold meat that's treif, at the very least, treif meat is cheaper than kosher meat. Why should he be, I mean, even if it was eaten, why should he be entitled not to give his money back? Why is it only a knas? But our kaponim, bottom line, by Nisan Daraisa, we said, you always have to give the money back. Rashi held out knas, the Rambam held Meikar Adin. And by Nisan Drabanan, if it's eaten, you don't have to give it back. Either there's no knas, or like the Nesiva said, in Nisan Drabanan, Bishaygeg doesn't need a kapara. That's what we discussed. Then we move to Sif Yudalin. Sif Yud Gimel talks about something that's definitely aser. Sif Yud Dalid, the Mechaber talked about someone who sold meat without being baidik the lungs properly, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan. And I tell you, even if you don't check the lungs, it's kosher. The Rabbanan asked someone who purposely doesn't check the lungs. And we said, the Mechaber said, it's called the Issa Medivrei Seifrim. It's called an Issa D'Rabbanan, Issa Medivrei Seifrim, because it's only a Din D'Rabbanan that the lungs have to be checked. That's what we learned last week. Now this week, the Ramah, we get into a new discussion. A discussion of somebody who sold something that's a Safik D'Oraisa. Okay, this gets quite a bit more complicated. Someone who sells something that's an Issa D'Oraisa. Let me tell you, the source is a Tshuvas HaRivash. The Maisa, I mentioned at the end of last week, the story of the Tshuvas HaRivash was that somebody shechted and found, I think some Shulchan Aruch upstairs with the sets, you can find your database, I'm sorry. Somebody had an animal that the lung was cut up, and afterwards they did a bedikah on the lung. There was no treifus that was visible on the lung. They cut up the lung, and in those days people actually ate it. Today it goes into dog food, but they cut up the lung, and they were selling it, and they found the needle in the lung. Now the halach is, if you find the needle in the lung, you have to blow up the lung and see if there's a puncture. But once the lung was cut up, it wasn't possible to blow it up anymore. It was already cut into pieces. So in the Tshuvas HaRivash, he says, look, the meat is aser, al safik d'oraisa l'chumra. There was a needle, it's a reyesa to the cheskas kashrus. The meat is aser because it's safik d'oraisa l'chumra. So here we get into an interesting shaila. You can understand right away the suffix. You have a butcher. He sold the meat. Then, turns out, there's a needle in the lung. So the guy who bought the meat, got to throw it out. Right? It's a suffix der rational chumra. So he goes back to the butcher. He says, give me my money back. The rov paskin, they have to throw out my meat. So he says to him, what do you mean? You only have to throw it out suffix. Maybe it's kosher. Why do I have to throw it out? Why do I have to give you your money back? What do you say to that? What? The butcher, presumably. The butcher cut it up. And it's not only a shayla on the meat of the lung, right? The whole animal, the steaks also are suffic, are now a suffic deraisa. So it comes out that this customer is caught between two high, it's a suffic treifus, he's caught between two difficulties. In Yoredeya, the Rav tells him, suffic deraisa l'chumra. In Chasha Mishpat, the Rav tells him, maybe it's kosher. It would be better for him, it would be Vadei Treif. If it's Vadei Treif, he gets his money back. If it's Vadei Kosher, so he can eat it. Here, he's caught. On the one hand, the Rav is telling him, you can't eat it. On the other hand, the seller is telling him, maybe it's kosher. What? Suffolk has a Shem Bifnei Atzmai, Shem Suffolk Isser. Okay, what you're saying is that a Suffolk Isser is really a Vade Isser, so to speak. Okay, that's probably what it's gonna be totally in, and we'll see in a minute.
And the buyer says to the seller, but if you don't give me my money back, well, whether or not you do, you're all around Suffolk, Doris, and Lifnei Iver.
Don't give me Musa Lifnei Iver. I don't want to give you your money back. They give me most a different time. Right now, it's Chasha Mishpat. You know, business is business and religion is religion, right? Right now, I have to know, give you money back. You know, if they even don't give you money back. What? Why? She mecked us, why?
Because
he wouldn't have bought it. But he might have not wanted to buy it. Maybe you would have bought it. Maybe you wouldn't have bought it. That's something. I hear the taina. Let's see what the Ramah says. Now, the Taz and Shach argue on Pshat in the Ramah. Before we learn the Shach and Taz, I want to read the Ramah to you the way the Taz learned it and the way the Shach learned it. The way the Shach explains his machloik is the Bach and the Taz against the Shach. So the Shach saw the Bach, so he comments on the Bach. And he explains the arguing and how to translate one word in this Ramah. So let's read the Ramah. We'll read it three times. We'll read it once, and then I'll tell you how the Bach read it and how the Shach read it, and then we'll get into the Lamedes. First, just how to read the Ramah. You have to read the Mechaber and the Ramah. Sif Yedal. Hamaych Basa va'akach noide shebehema le'nivdeka kahagin. Mechaber is going on a case where he sold meat and didn't check the Raya. So that's easy. That's the Issed Rabbanon. In a Torah, you don't have to check the lungs. So it's an Issed Rabbanon. And once it's an Issed Rabbanon, so you know our rule. If it wasn't eaten, you get your money back. If it was already eaten, then you don't get your money back. That's the Ramah that we learned last week. That's a mechaber that we learned last week. Zokta Rama, v'imachalay dava mebehema, she isrecheskes kashrusa this yala bareyasa. If he sold them from a behema that has a reyasa, the reyasa we're talking about is a whole, like a needle in the lung. V'loya chaylim livdai kibik sheira, and it's not possible anymore to check it. Like I said, the lung was cut up. You can't check it up anymore. So now it's a yala bareyasa. And we have to ask it misafik. Afilo hachi, havi kiilu haisa vadei treifa. It's like a vadei treifa. V'tzarech lahazer adamim, and you got to give the money back. Are there two ways to read this? So there are two ways to read this. The question is, when he said tzarech lahazer adamim, does he mean if the animal is still around, if the meat is still around? You can give it back for a refund, like every Issed Rabbanan. Or does the Ramah mean, even if the meat was eaten, he gets his money back because it's like an Issed Raisa? Does what's a Suffit Rabbanan? Is it like an Issed Rabbanan? Or is it like an Issed Raisa? And Svara will talk in a minute. The Shach says that the Bach learned the first word ve'im machaloi is like avol. It's a contrast with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that it's in a Sidra Rabbanan in his case. The im is aval, but if he sold him a davar that's isra cheskes kashrus and saba reisa veyachal libda kibik sheira v'tzricha la isra misafik afilachin ki lo isa vade treifa, so lazar adavim, this is like an isra deraisa. The Bach learns that this is like an isra deraisa, and he's saying that if you didn't check a lung, which when I tell you, you don't have to check the lungs, it's a drabbanan. So stam you didn't check the lung is gone, so it's asami drabbanan. So it's like every drabbanan. If it's around, you get your money back. If you ate it, it's all up. You don't get your money back. So after Rama, but if it's a safik deraisa, that's worse. A safik deraisa is worse. And there, even if he ate it already, you still get your money back, because it's a safek deraisa, and that's worse than a vadai derabbanan. This is the way the Shach, the Bach rather, learned. Okay? So according to the Bach, the im means aval. The Shach disagrees on the taich. We're going to learn the Shach inside in a minute, but the Shach says the im is misleading. It doesn't mean but. It doesn't mean a contrast. It's v'chein im. The Shach teaches it, and so too v'chein imachal oidava mebehem ishisuch haskas chashusa disal bareyasa v'lo yechein livda kibikshera v'tzrichin lo'isra misafik afalahik ilo'isa v'adei treifa v'tzar v'aza adamin. He's saying ho'isa k'v'adei treifa, meaning it's like a v'adei derabbanan v'tzarech v'ha'azir adamin, and you only give the money back if it's still around. So the Shach learns the im means v'chein im, that the Safed Rabbanan is like a Vade Dara, a Safed Dara is like a Vade Rabbanan. And the Bach and Taz learn the im is like aval. However, this is different. I'll talk about the Lumdis in a minute. I just want you to see that the Shach and Taz are arguing on this Nakuda, on how to teach the Ramah. It's interesting, it seems they had different versions of the Rivash. This comes from a Chuvah of Rivash, just look it up. It seems they had different versions of the Chuvah of the Rivash. Let's learn Shach Chof Tes, where he brings both Shitas. He brings his Shita and the Bach Shita, both, and we'll see that this is in the Kuda in which they argue. Now, I'm going to ask you a favor. Let's start with the Bach. The Bach is about halfway down the Shach, at the end of a line, Aval HaBach Kosav. Okay, I'd like to learn the Bach first. The Bach is easier. Okay, you see the end of a line, Aval HaBach Kosav. The end of a line, about halfway down. Aval HaBach Kosav Zel HaShayna. Listen to what he says. Kosav B'Shulchan Aruch. This is going to Mechaber. HaMecha Basa, Kach Neidu Shabayim, Olay Nivta Kakaigen, Dina Kamecha Dvar, Masur Medivay Seifrim. That's our Mechaber. U'Bahagah. Now the Bach quotes the Ramah. Now he's misquoting him. He's not quoting him word for word. He's quoting him the way he understood. Ubahaga, Avol. You see, the Bach teaches the first word of the Ramah, V'im, to mean Avol. But Avol, Machalei be'mitzial abareisa v'lechein livdeik dina kamechad varchasur midivrei Torah. He quotes the Bach quotes the Ramah. You know, if you didn't see the Ramah inside, you just saw the Bach, and he's quoting Ad Kan L'Shaynai, the Bach is saying Ad Kan L'Shaynai, this is not what the Ramah says. This is the Bach's interpretation. The Bach interprets, a Safik Dairaisa is like a Vadei Dairaisa. Now the Bach is still talking. The Bach is saying Ad Kan L'Shaynai the Ramah, V'taima D'Milsa, D'Midairaisa, Be'mish Lo Nivdaka Muteres Ba'achila. In the Mechaber's case, where the Reya was not checked, Mutarim Bachila, Dorei Beivis Cheskeserishay, Elot Kodes Chacham, Mishloi Loich Lamloi, Dvika Reakid Laurei Simalam Etes. It's just a Dindra Abadah to check the lungs, skipping the parentheses, and Cain, Eidem Asurim Adivay Seifer. The Mechaber is talking about a Dindra Abadah. Avol, again, the Bach Shita is the Ramah saying, Avol, is Yalab Arayisa, Dostal Adivay Torah, Ad Shetivdik, Dehem Behem Azum in Arayv, So now this is not the rive. It has a needle in the lung. So the Bach says, Aval. But Isid Rabbanon is if you ate it, you don't get your money back. But Safik Dereisa, you do. Now that's the Bach Shita. The Tema, the Shach, says, what's going on? Lo Mashina Loshon Rav. He didn't quote the Ramah correctly. He changed the Loshon of the Ramah. Ramah didn't say Aval. Ramah said Ve'im. Ramah didn't say that it's Kisa Dereisa. The Ramah just said Tzarfa Hazar Adamin. Ve'emish Loshon Rav Shekosa Ve'im Machar. Dachgai. The Bach made a mistake because the Ramah's Loshon is Ve'im. L'chein Haven Shayim Hu Kumay Aval. The Bach and Taz understood. Im is like Aval. It's a contrast. And the Bach Shita is you get the money back even if you ate it. V'temel afi devarav. Minayin lo l'rab zeh. How could that possibly be pshat in the Ramah? Halakivin the sveikahi. Lama yaser hamaycher adamim in kfar achal. Now here we get to the svara. The Shach is saying, why should he give the money back in kfar achal? Im yitzal kech loimer. The buyer will say it's a safek d'oraisa, it's a mum. Give it back to me. Who says it was treif? If you didn't need it, I could say give me the misfake of parshi and she. Since people don't need it, misafek ainlochem gadol mizeh. So this, in a nutshell, is the machlokes, the Bach, and the Taz is like the Bach, against the Shach. The Bach and the Taz hold Aval, but the Safi Dereisa is like a Vade Dereisa, and you get your money back no matter what. And the Shach disagrees. He says, it doesn't say Aval. The Im means like the Chein Im. And he holds that it's like an Issa d'Rabbanan. And his strongest raya is if you look in the Rivash, in the Tshuva of the Rivash, he says later, not only did he misquote the Ramah, he misquoted the Rivash. The Rivash says, I'm myself, I love a raya. So therefore, the Shach disagrees. So this is the Bach Shita, very clearly brought in the Shach. Now if you go back to the beginning of the Shach, he brings his Shita. And then we'll start talking about the Svara. Okay? The beginning of the Shach, Imachalai Dava Mebehema, Kleima, Laimi Bai Mebehema Shalai Nivdika Kahagin. Not only in the Mechaber's case, where there were a Baidikit, Shakapan Medevrami Asura Bevadai. If you didn't check the lungs, it's Vadai Yisr. Kainena Machia Chalaima, I see Rai the Trefi. Pshita Tzarch Lazalai Adami, Shabasakai. The Ramah's talking when the meat is still around. By this a drabbanon, he gets a refund. Ella, the Ramah is saying, "Afilu machalai davim mebehemah this yalla bareisa shetzichon lasa mesafik." Even a safik dereisa, have amina yom ha'meicher dil malav treifahi. I see right the treifahi v'azal chamais. Falachi am kilo hisavate treifah midavrayim tzarch lahazalay adam shabbos adayin kain chinkas a rivash etc. So we have here. We're going to try to plug our brains into the lumdis. But we have here machlokes how to read the Ramah. The bottom line machlokes is this. The Bach is saying, the Bach Shita in understanding the Ramah, is that a Safik Dereisa has dinim like a Vadei Dereisa, and you get your money back even if it's eaten. A Safik Dereisa is like a Vadei Dereisa. You have to talk about that. The Shach says that's not true. Look in the Rivash. The reverse says, it's true, you're not allowed to eat it, Safek Dereisa L'Chumra, but in Maminis, HaMaitzi B'Chamei Elav Araya, the one who sold it tells him, look, if you give it back to me, I'll give it to you. I'll give you your money back. Why? The Lashon is because Parshi in Shiminei. Not because something wrong with it, it might be kosher. But Parshi in Shiminei, people don't want to get into Sveikas. But if you ate it already, so I don't want to give you your money back. That's the Shita of the Shach. Which means, at first glance, they're arguing in one of the Klolei Yeridaya, And I'm saying at first glance, because there's a second part to this. But at first glance, they're arguing, if a suffik d'oraisa is a vadai iser, or if a suffik d'oraisa is a suffik iser. Now, Kaf HaChayim, he learns that this is the machlokes. That the Shach is saying, a suffik d'oraisa is not a vadai iser. Parshi and Shiminei, people don't like to get into Sveikas. They're not allowed to get into Sveikas. But it's not Vadai Iser. The Bach probably holds, and here the Kav Chaim says the Bach holds, that a Suffolk Iser is also a Vadai Iser. It's also Iser. Now, if you remember from your yeshiva days, the Rambam Shita is Suffolk Dereisa is l'kula min ha-Torah. Everyone knows Suffolk Dereisa l'chumra. Rov Rishayinim, I think Rov Rishayinim, Suffolk Dereisa l'chumra is a din Dereisa. The Rambam Shita is that min ha-Torah you're allowed to eat a Suffolk Dereisa. The Rabbanan Asid, the Rabbanan made a rule of Suffolk Dereisa l'chumra. Now, according to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about here. According to the Rambam, a Suffolk Dereisa is also midrabanan. According to Rambam, there should be no shaila that this is not more than an issa d'rabanan. And for sure, this is not more than an issa d'rabanan, and like the Shach. So I want to tell you that I found quite confusing the following. In the Kaf HaChayim, he says that according to the Rambam, then the Rambam Shita is that a Suffolk Dereisa min ha-Torah you're allowed to eat. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he said, don't eat nevela. That means vadai nevela. Suffolk nevela, you're allowed to eat. The Rabbanan asked Suffolk nevela. But that's the Rambam Shita. That the Issa Dereisa is only vadai, not Suffolk. In the Kaf HaChayim, he writes that since Rov Rishayim don't hold like the Rambam, so we're not handling with the Rambam Shita. We're going to discuss like the Shita of Rov Rishayim, but Rov Rishayim don't hold like the Rambam. That's what it says in the Kaf HaChayim. Now, as an aside, I found that confusing. Because it's true that in Yeshiva we always understand that the Rambam Shita is a Das Yachid. That's how the Shmaitzer talks about the Rambam as a Das Yachid. Rabbi Avadya, in his Tshuvas, says that the Rambam Shita is not a Das Yachid. He shows, first of all, Rashi and Shas seems to hold like the Rambam. And he collects Rishayim to show his Shita that the Rambam Shita is not a Das Yachid at all. There's an old dispute between the Sephardic Paiskim and the Ashkenazic Paiskim. It goes back, and the Pnei Yeshua calls it an old Machloikis. Pnei Yeshua, you're talking about 300 years ago. He's saying there's an old machlokes in Dine Aguna between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim as to whether you can be matir in Aguna based on Svek Sveka. Whether the Minig Ashkenazim is that you can't, whatever the lumdis is, that you can't be matir in Aguna based on Svek Sveka, and the Minig of the Paiskim Sfardim is to be matir in Aguna Mekayach Svek Sveka. And the way Rabbi Avadya explains, the Pnei Yeshua calls out the Paiskim Sfardim in the Sugin Subis Dafkes of Svek Sveka, and he says the law he brings right is not like meaning of the Sephardic Paiskim. And the Rabbi Avadya, what do you know? He defends the Sephardic Paiskim. One of the things he writes is that the Rambam Shita shouldn't be dismissed. It's right. He calls it Rov Rishayim, or at least Harbor Rishayim, that hold like the Rambam Shita. This came up in after the 73 war. There were a number of Aguna Shailas that had to do with pilots whose planes were shot down, and they were never recovered. So at that time, Rabbi Gorin was the Ashkenazic chief rabbi, and Rabbi Avadya was the Sephardic chief rabbi. And Rav Gorin had just gone through his own Mamzeris tumul with the Langer Mamzerim, those who remember. And they gave over the Pesachim of these Agunis to Rabbi Avadya Yosef. And at the time, it was like an almost, I don't know what to call it, a coming of age of Reb Avadia. If you read in his biography, there's a whole section on it. He was matir the planes that were shut down over the Mediterranean, al tzvek tzvek. He said a suffix if the pilot ejected. If he didn't eject, somebody saw, another pilot saw the plane shut down. If he didn't eject, he definitely died. The plane exploded. Even if ejected, it's a suffix if he survived. If somebody ejects over the sea, and nobody knows of anybody who recovered him. So he was matir al tzvek tzveka, which was based on the minig of the Poskim Sfaradim to be matir agunis based on tzvek tzveka. And this is what happened then. And Reb Avadia, part of his tshuvas, which are printed in the Abiyayimer, was relied heavily on the Rambam Shita, that even one suffix arayisim in HaTorah is lakula. Now, of course, you're dealing with a whole different set of circumstances if you go with the Shita Sarambam. If you hold the Rambam Shita by Yischazik Yisura. Yeah.
The Rambam hold that since all the animals are the Masot of the Abosha, and you prove it otherwise, so then, therefore...
Oh, so let me explain that. I just want, before I get to what you're saying, I just want to make the point that it's a little strange to me that in the Kafachayim here, when he discusses the Machlekes Shach and Taz, he dismisses, like the Rambam, he says, of course it's Mutter. But Reif Paiskim are not like the Rambam, therefore we'll explain the Shach and Taz without the Rambam. What?
Kafachayim was a Sfaradi.
Who wrote the Kafachayim Yeridaya? Reb Avadia. He himself wrote the Kafachayim was a Sfaradi on Arachayim. The Kavachayim was only written on Arachayim. The Kavachayim on Yeridaya, I think, was written by Reb Avadia Yosef. So it came across to me very strange when I read the words, well, the Rambam is a Das Yachid, so we'll explain Shach and Taz without the Rambam. Unless he means that we're explaining a Ramah who's an Ashkenazi, so we're going to ignore the Rambam. Maybe that's what he meant. But it reads very, very strange if you know that he wrote it. They says, that's a Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no Shiloh. A Sufit Arise is only in Isidra Rabbanan. There's no Shaila that if you have meat that's Sufit Arise, it has a dinner of an Isidra Rabbanan. And if you ate it, you don't get your money back. The Nidain is only according to the Rav Rishayim.
Well, yeah. Choice.
Why? I understand, but say that Lamaiser, Mach is Bach and Shah, since according to the Rabbah Mitzmuta, that should be Bachriya. Say something like that. He just rules out the Rambam, and he... At least he should use it as a tziruf in the Machlaikas. Okay, anyway, that's an aside, the Rambam sheet. Getting back here. So we're going to put aside the Rambam. We're going with the Rashba and Rav Yishayim. We hold Rav Yishayim. So if the Raisim in that Torah is Lachom.
The butcher can't say Kindly.
See, the Rivash says that he could say Hamaytzeh Alvaraya. He can't say Kimli. Oh, you mean in the Rambam and the Rashba, he could say Kimli. I hold like the Rambam. Why can the butcher say Kimli? I don't know. The coming back. The question was asked that Roy Behemis Becheskas Kashus. Every behema is bechazaka that, well, the gabi shchita is not bechazkas kashrus, the gabi treifus is bechazkas kashrus. So here it's isyalin boreya, so you already found the needle in it. So it's israelay chazaka. The chazaka now is not a chazaka anymore. Because animals that don't have needles in their lungs are bechazkas kashrus. Animals that do have needles in their lungs, you have to check. It's not bechazkas kashrus. That's the reason. So zokta kafachayim. The Shach Shita is that an Issa Rabbanon, a Suffolk Issa Dairaisa, we're not allowed to Issa Dairaisa Lachomer. A Suffolk Issa Dairaisa is not a Vade Issa. Not definitely Yasser. Parshin Shiminei. The Chazal said, don't eat it, don't get into Sveikis. But it's not a Vade Issa. It's Issa Misafik. Since it's an Issa Misafik, the way I started, when he goes to the Yeridaya Rav says, don't eat it. Safik is a deraisa. He goes to the Chayshim Mishpat Rav says, Abaytzi Bechavel of Araya. If you ate it already, you don't get your money back. Maybe it's kosher. So he's stuck. He's in the catch 22. He's stuck in between. He bought Safik Deraisa. He ate it. And the Shach Shita is that Lagabe Isser, it's Safik Issa. He was not supposed to eat it. We'll see in a minute if he has the kasher to Kalim. And when he goes to Chayshim Mishpat, he's told, you don't get your money back, because the butcher could say, I'm a tzivu chayel of Araya. Who says it's treif? Once he says you can't eat it, so the Shach is saying that it's not an object that's Issa. Parshi inshi minei. He's saying it's an Isser that you have to avoid. Don't get into trouble. Don't go eat it. But it's not because it's an object of Isser. It's because you're not taking chances. It's a suffix. You're taking chances. That's what you're not taking chances. That's it.
So going forward, you can eat it. Going backwards, you said that you didn't aware of it. You didn't know. There's something that one person had to suffix about.
If someone eats a suffik iser deraisa, the Torah is mechayev him a carbon. So it seems he needs a kapara. He needs a kapara.
But he didn't know that it's a suffik.
He didn't know. So we had last week, the Nesiva said, by Nisid Rabbani, you don't need a kapara. What you're saying is maybe by a suffik deraisa, he also doesn't need a kapara.
The needle showed up later. It's not like
so what are you saying? He was a shaygeg, he was an aynes, but it's an isser,
no, not an isser. The needle
and if it was vaday treif and it showed up later,
then he would get that money.
Okay, so if it's suffik treif and it's
but at the time he did the right thing.
So this lechaira is tali. Well, what you're saying is tali in the lumdis of suffik deraisa to lechumra. If Savida Raisal Chumra is considered a Vada Yisr or not. Vada Yisr, the way I like to present it in class is you have a person who comes home and his wife says bad news. I have steak for supper, but the Gaita also bought a steak, which was treif. And now I got two steaks. I don't know which is the kosher one and which one's the treifa one. Right? It's Savida Raisal. 50-50. Savida Raisal, there's no bittel. So the fella says, you know what? I'm feeling lucky today. I'm going to take one. I'm going to eat it. And you'll see Lachamei of Esther. And you'll see. I'm on a lucky streak today. And Chalila, he eats one steak. He comes up to Shemayim Lachamei of Esther. The first thing he asks there, the Malach by the gate, he says, remember that steak I ate? Which one did I eat? So he says, he ate the kosher one. So he turns to his wife. He says, you see, I told you. So the Malach tells him, yeah, but you get an Einish. I get an Einish. What a Veira, I didn't eat Nevela. So the Malach tells him, you are not over on this in Nevela at all. It was kosher. There's a different Issa Deraisa you are over. There's an Issa Deraisa called Safi Deraisa Lechumra. It's also a type of Issa Deraisa. You are over on the Aveira called Safi Deraisa Lechumra, and you get an Einish. Maybe it's not Malchus. Nevela is Malchus. But you're over on the not retroactively at all. You want to fix the retroactive. At the time you're over of Shimon in the Chedusha of Shimon in the Shar Aleph, I think it's Parakhas, is all about this Shaila. If Savi Derais is a Vaday Yisr or a Safik Yisr. And the Nakuda that Rav Shimon makes is this Nakuda. I think he calls it like a 614th Yisr. Instead of the 13 Derais, there's one more. You know which one? There's an Aveira called Safi Deraisa Lechumra. Now, if you hold that Isser is Isser Deraisa, which is where we're going, it means the Torah said, you're over on Safi Deraisa Lechumra. There's an Einish for that. Even if what you ate was a kosher piece of meat, what's the difference? You are over on Safi Deraisa Lechumra, and that's a Vadai Isser. That's a type of Vadai Isser.
You're bringing
a
Shumtolu.
What?
You're bringing a Shumtolu in case of...
You bring in Hashem Tola, you could be only by Eschazik Yisura. In this case, you'd be with Eschazik Yisura. Yeah, okay. So it's a Nevada Yisur. And, nothing else. So this is the Shita that it's a Vada Yisur. Now, in Yeridea, this is called the Shita of the Tzemach Tzedek, Hakadmai. There's a Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, but there's one that's much earlier, They call him the Tzedek HaKadmai, who's quoted in the Prima Gadim and quoted in all the Lamdish Sfarim have an Arichas on it. In Kovitz Oris, he has a couple of Samarim on the Tzemach Tzedek Shita and in the Shev Shmaitza and the Shari Yasher and in the Prima Gadim, in Shulchan Aruch. The Tzemach Tzedek Shita is that every Safik Dairaisa is considered a Vaday Isser. A Safik Dairaisa is a Vaday Isser. This is brought in Hilchas Svek Seker. We have Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis. We have a Safik, like one steak and one steak, and then a second Shiloh comes up later, whether it's a Svek Sveker. The Tzemach Tzedek holds that's a Vaday Isser. If you have an object that's Safik Dairaisa, that's called a Vaday Isser, and it's a Vaday Yisr, finished. The Shach doesn't hold that way. The Shach is saying that it's not a Vaday Dairaisa. The Shach is saying, and he's learning into the Rivash, the language of the Rivash is born in the Taz, that no, Hamaytze Mechaveri, I love a Raya. Now, realize what's going on. You have this man, he went to the butcher, he bought this meat, he ate the meat, and then he finds out there was a needle in the lung in the Safi Tairai. So he goes back to his butcher. He tells the butcher, give me my money back. The butcher says, Hamaytze Mechaveri, all of a Raya. Maybe it's kosher. The Tzemach Tzedek would say, what are you talking about? Maybe it's kosher. It's definitely not kosher. Safi Dairaisa is a Vada Yisr. So you're entitled to your money back. So the Shach is saying, not like the Tzemach Tzedek, the Shach is saying, Safik Dairaisa is a Safik Yisr. And Memela HaMaisavayel of Araya applies. He could say, prove to me it's straight. There was Taka needle. Did the needle make all? Didn't make all? Nobody knows. Nobody could ever know. Safik Dairaisa. So, if the food is around Parshi and Shimine, I agree, people are not going to want to eat it. But once it's eaten, who says that anything happened that was no good? Who says? That's the Shita of the Shach here. That it's not a Vada Yisr. You can see how basically of Haraya, and that's why it's Mutter. If it's still here, if it's still he gets his money back. The language of the Shach was because Parshi in Shimine. That was a Chefetz of the Isser. You sold me something that Parshi in Shimine, nobody's going to want to eat. So I get my money back to Mechatos. Once he ate it, did he lose anything by eating it? Somebody said, well, Alvaraya, if it's treif. So he ate poison. He thought it was meat and it was really a piece of wood. It was a piece of poison. But if it's kosher, then what he ate was eight. Somebody said, well, Alvaraya, yes, they ought to prove it.
Right.
So if it's a mekatos because it's a chefzad isura, because it's an object that's isur, then you're 100% right. What the Shach is saying, it's a mekatos, his language is twice, in the beginning and later at the end. The only reason it's a mekatos is because parshi in shimine, people are going to stay away from it. I'm going to invite people, say, no, I have a beautiful steak, you just know it's a suffix isur. So people, nobody's going to want to eat it. I'm not going to convince anybody to eat it. I'm not going to eat it either. So it's a mekatos, not because the object is no good, which is a suffix, because certainly, parshi in shimine, nobody's going to want to eat it. So I can get my money back. However, once it's eaten already, did I lose anything by eating this? Did I not get good food by eating it? That's a suffix. I'm myself an elvariah. That's a suffix.
I buy an apple, you give me a dollar, and I eat it to the hours. Yes, I ate the hours, but still it's mekatos.
Why is it mekatos?
I got the wrong object. I paid for an apple, you give me an orange.
I paid for an apple and I gave you an orange.
And I ate the orange.
Yeah, okay. So there, the object is a different object. Here, you paid for a steak. I gave you a steak. Now, you want your money back, you're saying it's not the same steak. I'm saying it is the same steak. It could be it was a kosher steak. It's a suffix. 50-50. It might have been a kosher steak. It might have been an orange. So you can't force me to give you money unless you can prove it was an orange. If I say it was an apple and you say it was an orange, you can't force me to give you money.
Right.
If I say it might have been a kosher meat, you can't force me to give you money back. It's the principle of Maaseh Chaveh, Olav HaRaya. In order for you to get it back from me, you have to prove that you pay for an apple and not an orange. I'm saying you pay for a steak, and I don't know the truth, but it could be that you got a good steak. 50-50. Yeah. Oh, so I want to get to that. Give me a second, okay? So this is the Shas Shita. It's pretty clear. The Shas Shita is that if you ate it, it's a suffix, a mitzvah of araya, and it's the language of the Rivash. It's hard to get around, away from the full language of the Rivash, which the Taz does bring. And the Rivash said a mitzvah of araya. We don't know why the Bach misquotes the Rivash. He misquotes the Ramah, he misquotes the Rivash. Now, what about the Shita of the Taz? The Shita of the Taz is that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The Ve'im, he teaches Avo, which means you get your money back. So now, the Shach is easier to talk about. The Taz is harder to talk about. I'll tell you why. Because the Shach holds that it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, has the equivalence of a not of an Issa D'Oraisa, and he learns Ve'im is V'cheinim, and it's easy. He holds that you don't get your money back. Why don't you get money back? It's not a Vadeis. The Taz is a little more complicated. Why? Because they going that it's Issa D'Oraisa. Now, we have to go back to Sifya Gimel. If Reuven sells Shimon an Issa D'Oraisa, if he didn't need it, he gets his money back. Why? Rashi Shita was Alts Knas. The Rambam Shita was Meikar Adin. Here it gets very confusing. Now, if I could ignore Rashi Shita for a minute and go with the Rambam, now we're not talking about Knas, we're talking about Ikar Adin, which I told you most Achroimim like, the Hashulchan, I think it was the Chachmas Sadam also, the Pri Chadash, they like the Rambam Shita, Pri Chadash very strongly. That it's not a knas, it's Ikar Adin. If it's Ikar Adin, it's easy to learn this in the regular yeshivish mahalach of learning machlekes achrayin. The Shach holds Safi Teraisa is not a vada yisr. So Mimeli Ksei Amitzochel Varaya. And the Bach, and I would say the Taz Ashita would be that it is a vada yisr. Safi Teraisa is a vada yisr. It's Semel Tzedek. So you sold me a vada yisr. Vada yisr Teraisa. And Bemela, I'm entitled to my money back no matter what. That would be the easiest way to learn the Shita of the Bach for sure. However, the Taz learns that it's Alts Knas. The Mikar Adin, if you eat it, you never get your money back. And the whole Nidon here is a Knas, Rashi Shita, that is because of a Knas. That's what he brought in the previous page in Taz Yud Beis. He brought Pirush Rashi Yazar Adamim Shul Knas. So, if you learn out Knas, then it's already a whole different level of Machlaikis. The Taz brings it here as well, that it's out Knas. So out Knas, okay. Did they cancel Safi D'Oraisa? You can clear it this way, you can clear it that way. I can't prove it to you one way or another. Question is, what did the Rabbanan do? Did they cancel? Didn't they cancel? Nothing to do with the Sebat Tzedek. It has to do with the question of whether they cancel or not. Rashi Shita in Lamdis is difficult. Rashi says you only have to get your money back out of Knas. The way we understand it should be Mikar Adin. So what turns out is you have the Shach Shita. Shach holds, that's clear. He holds a Safik D'Oraisa, you could say a Maitre Chayel V'Araya. That's very clear. He holds it's not a Vada Yisr. The Shita of the Bach and Taz is less clear. It's clear they hold an Isidur, it's like an Isidur Abana. Do they hold that way because they say, they hold it's like an Isidur Raisa. They touch im means aval, but Safi D'Oraisa, you get your money back. Do they hold it's really an Isidur Raisa because Safi D'Oraisa is a Vada Yisr? Or do they hold it's not a Vada Yisr but is a Knas? So that, if you learn the Taz sells out Knas. If you learn the Bach, not so clear that way. So in his Shita, in the Shita that learns Ve'im means Avol, it becomes a more difficult to pin down the Lomdis. You have two ways, either it's Knas or Mikar Adin, just like you have two ways in Sifya Gimel, the Rashi and the Rambam.
The Mashi over here that it was
There was well, if you look in the Rivash, the Chuvas Rivash is in the Taz, in the third wide line. Zelashani Maisa b'machat shenimsis bereya. Okay, in the Taz, in the third line. Zelashani Maisa b'machat shenimsis bereya b'teich habasar la'achar chitucha, has been cut up already. It was impossible to check at that point. Vasra behema mashemacha b'kibul amois layaza. And you don't get your money back, the Rivash says. She is ain't evadai el nei asafik asra behema. She have shalabait kabinaficha lin yamam and amizgal varaya kan l'shainai. Very clear. The Rivash's lumdis is that asafik derais is not evadai yisir. It's the language, the whole language of the Rivash. Now Taz has problems. The Taz says that it should be a knas anyway, but the shach shita is very clear in lumdis. That a safek deraisa is not a vada yisur. That's why you don't get your money back. So we had that shilence. If you gimel, if someone did it purposely, because of the stira that we had with going back to Yerdei Chelek Aleph, it was stira Yerdei Chelek Aleph, and the shach brought. That just like Eim Avad Lestach Chilat, if it holds a knas only on a mezid. It counts on a mezid for selling. Chav ches, right? That if you deliberately do it, that is a knas. The shach shita is you can, right. So the shach shita is. That the Ramah is saying that by an Issa D'Oraisa he could say Abayis Choyel V'Araya and you don't get your money back. Now how do I know he's talking even B'Mezid? Because Shach Chav Ches says that this Sif is talking when he did it B'Mezid. That says in Shach Chav Ches he says this whole Simon is talking that he sold the B'Mezid. If he was an Einist then the Mechabes case would be Mutal Chatchila. Shach Chav Ches says this Sif is talking that he sold it deliberately. What? Okay, you can say a svara when the Shach and Taz argue. It's hard for me to sit here and say a svara one way or the other. The Taz tells us knas. He does. The Taz says so. The Bach doesn't tell us, and the Shach doesn't tell us. The Taz does. It's hard to know. But the Taz clearly goes with knas. If you hold Safi Teraisa, if you hold Vada Yisr, you don't have to come on to Knas. That's why from the Taz it sounds like in Lomdis he'd agree with the Shach. And he just holds it's a Knas. What the Kafachayim is saying, that this Machlaik is totally in that, I assume he's going with the Shita Sarambam, that we're talking here, Maker Adin, which was the Nesivis that I spoke out, that you don't need a Kapara by the Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with Knas, it has to do with the Maker Adin. Taz is going with that Rambam. No, the Taz is going with the Knas Shita. The Kafachayim is probably good. Most Achroinim, it's very hard to understand the Knas Shita. I mentioned the other week. Why do you mean Knas? You saw someone treif, and he ate it. You don't get any money back. He doesn't get any money back. Mm-hmm. At the very least, a Purdue chicken is 70 cents a pound. The Kosher chicken is $2 a pound. And you sold them a Purdue chicken, right? So what does it mean? Doesn't get any money back. Only out's Knas. Or what does it mean? It's very, very difficult. Okay. What? I can't hear. Oh, could be the Bain Bain he gets back anyway. That could be. Yeah. You're saying the Knas is only on the 70 cents a pound. It could be. By Sveikis, no, he's asking about the Drabon. I mean, this is Drabon. Okay. Probably. Yeah, probably. Okay. All right, this is Sif Yudalid. There's a lot in the Lomdis of Safi Teraisev. It's a Vada Yisr. There are 100 Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is if you shecht an animal, you shecht a, somebody does a shechita on a bird. And it's a Safi Teraisev, it's a good shechita. Do you do Kisi Adam? Halachi is, shechita Sheina Ruya, if you shecht something and it's not a good shechita, there's no Kisi Adam. Now, if somebody shechted a bird, in a way, that was a Safi Teraisa, whatever the case was. You shechted a bird, it's Safi Teraisa. If you learn, Safi Teraisa is Vada Yisr, there's no mitzvah Kisi Adam. If you learn, Safi Teraisa is only a Safi Yisr, you can't eat it, because maybe it's treif, maybe it's kosher. Then there is a mitzvah Kisi Adam. Because just like Safi Teraisa, L'chumri, you're not allowed to eat it, so as L'chumri, you have to do Kisi Adam, because maybe it's kosher. So do you take into account the maybe kosher? That's the Safik. That's Rabbi Chanan, and part of his Arichas, he mentions this as one of the Nafkaminas, if it's a Vadei Deraisa or not. There are a host of Nafkaminas. The Shaila is always by Safi Deraisa, if you look at it both ways. Okay, let's learn to Siftes, turn to Sef Tesvav. Yudalit in Lomdis is major. Tesvav in Halacha Lamaisa is really, really major because of what it says here. Okay, this has to do with kashrus, with buying things. Hamoiche devarim ha'asurim. If someone is caught selling treifus, you caught somebody. Ma'avirin ha'isai, u'mishamtim ha'isai. That means one strike and you're out. You don't get three chances. You don't get two chances. Shulchan is saying zero. One time you're caught. Ma'avirin ha'isai. We don't let him sell food, sell whatever he's selling. Put him in chayim. Inlay takana, and he has no one. Say he has no takana. And this is the way he does tshuva. Listen to this. Atshielach lamakim shemakirin oisai, which you probably do anyway, right? He's caught selling treifus. He goes to a place where no one knows him. V'yazer aveda bedavar chashuv, and we see that he returns in aveda bedavar chashuv, meaning that his taiva for mamin is less than his ratzon to do a mitzvah. Oy, yishchit la'atzmai, or he's shechting for himself. V'yaisi treif la'atzmai b'davar chashuv. He takes a financial loss by throwing it away. Shavadei yosu tshuva b'loy harama. He doesn't know anyone's watching him. Ki v'yishen echas al mamaynai. He's willing to give up money for a mitzvah. I mean, in practical terms, it's pretty much impossible. What happened, but it's saying here, you catch a person once deliberately selling treif, he's out. You can't give him a hechsher anymore. You can't trust him anymore. The only way you could trust him, if he moves to a place where no one knows him, and you got to have undercover agents who discover that he returned in Aveda for a moment. Now, he can't hire the undercover agents, because then it's not, then he's doing it purposely to pretend. So it's minanimna, something like this could happen. And it's a maisa. The Gemara said, Hedron Daf Chafei, which is broad, they caught somebody selling trey for Rav Nachman Sem Avir Noisai. One, you don't get a second chance. You catch a person once, you don't get a second chance. And that's the way it should be in Hechsherim. I wish it was always this way in Hechsherim. Unfortunately, it's not. They catch places and they do give him another chance. And there have been cases where the government caught them. They didn't even, the Hechsher didn't even catch them. The government caught them, substituting meat-based products or vegetable-based products, and the government fined them, and the Hechsher continued. He said, how could the Hechsher continue? Well, now we have more mashgichim. We have more supervision. We increase the supervision. It's shalai kedin. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, one strike and you're out. That's what it says. What?
You'd be allowed to buy from them. Someone who's selling trade is amazing. You'd be allowed to buy from them.
If you know he's selling treifus, so you're not allowed to buy from him. Somebody is caught once. Now, made a mistake once is one thing, but you caught him once. And if I could jump down to Sif Yud Zayin, it says Tabach Shiyatzu Treifa B'Tachas Yadai Ein Lo Yisnatzus Loi Meshege Kiyisi. You can't say, "Oh, I made a mistake." Why not? The Gra says because everyone's going to say he made a mistake. Look in the Gra Lamed Aleph Dim Loike Hech Paslinon. How are you going to make someone apostle? They're always going to say I made a mistake. So the Shulchan Aruch is very machmir. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is caught with treifas once, maviv and I say. The question is why? What? So maybe the Hechsher will argue that, I'll tell you the truth, I once asked one of the Hechsherim why they did it, and I didn't ask the Yashiv Raish, and I just asked somebody, a friend of mine, why did they give me a Hechsher? They caught the guy. So the government caught the guy. So he said, because if we drop the Hechsher, someone else is just going to take it anyway. I don't know, that's what he told me. Someone's just going to take it anyway. There was an effort a number of years ago, there's an organization of Kashrus organizations, to have an agreement that if a place is caught for the kashrus goes off because they were caught, nobody else should take the hechsher. So, I mean, it was agreed to. What? If the masim shulchan aruch, yeah. So, I guess to defend them, what they're saying is, you can't trust the butcher again. Never again. I'm not trusting the butcher. I'm putting in a mashgiach. I'm trusting the mashgiach. The problem is that if someone really wants to get around a hechsher, it's not very hard. If you want to get around, you can have five hechsherim, and you can do what you want. You can, you know, you can go buy Sara Lee cakes, which are not kosher, as far as I know, and go to your house and get some bakery for reasonable bakery labels. No one's going to catch you, but she doesn't come to your house, and you fill up 25 boxes of these cakes with your own label, and then you go when the bakery's closed in the middle of the night, and you drop it off there. In the morning, even if Mishkeach Tamidi, he doesn't stay to sleep there at night. And the morning, he comes in, he sees cakes. All the ingredients in the bakery are kosher. Now, don't start telling people that this is done. You know, it's not done, Baruch Hashem. But it's very, very difficult. If the owner has a cheskes kosher, it's one thing. But a cheskes psul, he could do tshuva. The way he does tshuva is, that says Shulchan Aruch. If he does tshuva just to save his job, that's not tshuva. The tshuva has to be in a way that the tshuva is sort of certified sincere. Now I do have to tell you to look at the Taz Tezayin, the Gabi Tshuva, not the Gabi. He says Kosem Hashal Perikid Anosh Sim Tezayin B'Seifa Shaasha Shadar Poritz VeKoyach Lamed Al Adina Talmud. Nowadays it's a weak generation. We can't enforce what it says in Shas. So therefore what? Therefore we're more makel. And Yirla Chacham she efshalai lanin the memkaimai. He can't move to another place to do tshuva. The tafli tolibay. Vitzaras habas alav. He's got plenty of reasons he can't go. Like Kedaim Lizeh. Noisim like tshuva bimekaimai. You give him to do tshuva b'siguf. V'deishi yoimid b'mishkol hazeh. So it should be some tshuva samishkol. And the Taz goes with the Marshal that you try to find another way for him to do tshuva. The tshuva doesn't mean I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. It means some type of tshuva samishkol. So, I don't know how to judge if someone did tshuva. I have no idea. You know, it's very hard.
You trusted the guy, now you don't trust him. Here, in our cases, the problem is the hechsher, not the guy.
The problem is with the hechsher.
Yeah.
See, no, a hechsher only has to do yaitzeh v'nichnas. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says that a hechsher does yaitzeh v'nichnas. You don't have to be there all the time. That means inherently it's possible to catch, it's possible to fool a hechsher. A hechsher doesn't have to be 100%. It has to go with the rules of Shulchan Aruch. But once you have a guy who outwits the hechsher, so what does it mean you're going to continue the hechsher? So you'll double down the hechsher, you do a mishkeach tamidi.
But he did it purposely. Right?
What?
He initially did it purposely.
No, what Mechol is saying is that the Shulchan Aruch says you can never trust him again. So the hechsher will say, we'll have a mishkeach tamidi. We'll have a video camera there 24 hours a day, and we'll monitor it. So then you can make a good argument that Shulchan Aruch says you don't trust him. We don't trust him. From now on, we're trusting the Mashgiach. That's how we can do tshuva.
There is
but if he doesn't do tshuva, so that's the taina. Maybe it's a good taina. If he doesn't do tshuva, then, you know. It's true. If even if you have two partners, if one partner pulled a fast one, So it doesn't possible the other one. It could be. But we're talking about the person who fooled you, that he's the one. The tabach who fooled you is not Neman. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, I guess we'll come back briefly to this next week.